On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, along with Bree Scanlon of the BSU soccer team. A couple of scrimmages in the next week or so before they open up the season. Bree, can you believe senior year is already upon you and another season is already here?
Yeah, no, it's gone by so fast. And I can just remember yesterday, like, coming here as a freshman. And so, yeah, it's gone by really fast, but it's been fun so far. So just want to make this last year fun, too.
You guys have made improvements every year. Before you got here, even the program just keeps improving and keep improving. At a point, it's hard to keep improving, but how do you feel you guys are going to do this year?
I feel like we could have another great year. We have not a lot of new faces on the team, but they're looking pretty good in practice. So I think this year could be another great year. So
you've played in every game since you walked on campus. Is that hard to believe?
Yeah, I never would have expected it. Like, coming from East Grand Forks especially, we don't have a lot of opportunities around there for, like, soccer. So, yeah, it's just crazy.
How's your role changed since your freshman year until now?
Freshman year, I was a sub, so I was just trying to get used to the systems. And then I played, like, an outside mid, and then the next year I went to forward, and then last year I finally found my place in the middle, and I think I'm going to stick there. So, I don't know. Each year it's been different, but I don't know. I like it in the middle, so.
Is that why you had a career high 5 goals and 3 game winners last year?
Yeah, I think that has to do with it. I finally just found my place on this team, and I think that was the best spot for me so far. So, just want to continue doing that and hopefully have the best year that I've had, so.
Who's going to be relied on this team to score?
I don't know. I think scoring is going to come from a lot of different people this year. There's not going to really be one person that we're going to rely on. So we have a lot of younger girls that have potential, and I think some of us seniors have to step up too. So
you graduated a goalie who's had all sorts of records here, but you've got one coming back that has played a lot and has played pretty well. Does that make it a little easier on the rest of you going into a season knowing that you're okay if somebody gets past you and you get beat?
Yeah, we're really confident in Abby. She's been waiting for her time, and she's looking good in practice. So, and she's a great leader for us. And so, yeah, we're not worried really with her. She's had someone ahead of her to teach her everything. And so she's been, yeah, we're really confident in her.
If scoring is going to come from virtually everybody, it tells me this team doesn't have a clear-cut leader. Is that accurate?
I know I had to step up, obviously, because I've had experience. And so, yeah, just I'll probably have to step up. And then Jessie Bowler could step up, and she could score some goals. And, yeah, so.
A week before the real game start, what needs work yet?
Just learning playing with each other, like trying to learn everyone, how they play, and like playing together, and like learning how people like it, like at the ball at their feet or over the top and run onto it. So just really like getting used to each other on the field and like actually playing against people and not just each other in practice. So I don't know, just basically learning how people like to play and like playing together. So
good luck.
Thank you.